It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review Megalopolis, which is Francis Ford Coppola's vision that combines the fall of Rome and the future of America into his own take on the Catalarian conspiracy. It has been in the works since the late 70s, but has finally seen the light of day. But as brilliant and iconic of a filmmaker as Coppola is, this movie is a bomb that feels like he was possessed by the ghost of Ed Wood. Adam Driver plays Caesar, an architect who has the power to stop time and has visions of the future, while Giancarlo Esposito plays his rival, Mayor Franklin Cicero. It takes place in New York City, but is renamed New Rome, and that's why we have those Roman names. And the one person caught between them is the mayor's daughter, played by Nathalie Emmanuel, who sees Caesar's visions and falls in love with him. The all-star cast also includes Aubrey Plaza, Shia LaBeouf, Lawrence Fishburne, John Voight, and Dustin Hoffman, but don't expect a Midnight Cowboy reunion scene. Expect a bunch of talents who seem to flounder about in a movie that looks like a Coppola film with the art direction and photography, but feels like a mess indulged by the art of modern cinema, or how amateurs think they know what they're doing but end up flopping. Coppola is a cinema legend and his movies are classics, but Megalopolis isn't. It's too convoluted and cynical for anyone's taste. 1.5 stars. Recapping the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs way up for The Wild Robot, thumbs down for Wolves, thumbs up for A Mistake, thumbs up for A Different Man, and thumbs down for Megalopolis. If you like this review on my upcoming reviews, please follow me on X, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. That's it for this week. Next week, I'll be back with reviews of more new movies, including Joker, Folie à Deux, with Joaquin Phoenix back in his Oscar-winning role, and Lady Gaga joining him as Harley Quinn. Until then, I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.